Welcome to the Dogman Underground podcast. This is Chuck, and we're going to talk about having our dogs target the weapon hand. It is mind-boggling to me that this is even a controversy. And let me say, to the people who advocate for a dog biting the sleeve arm and ignoring the stick arm, there's a couple reasons for this. Both of them are due to ignorance. One, you've obviously never been in a physical confrontation in quite a long time, apparently. If you could imagine having somebody come at you with a knife or a stick or a rock or a pipe and grabbing the opposite arm, thus allowing them to bludgeon you, is just absolutely insanely ridiculous. So we wouldn't ask this of our dog. And here's the other part of the ignorance. The ignorance is confusing, chase, apprehend, and detain military, police, and as well, slave-catching dogs back in the day. That type of training, which the job of the dog is to hang on to its quarry, to its prey, until you get there, right? That's where that training comes from. That's what its goal is. Protection dogs have a different job, to defend, repel, and disarm if needs be. So it's really ludicrously insane to suggest that targeting the weapon hand is a bad idea for a personal protection dog. Like I said, a lot of what I teach my dogs, and I'm kind of a minor ambassador of a particular tradition that comes off of the streets of Chicago, developed by a guy named Earl Jones, a black man back in the day, early 70s. And again, what this was all about was having a different type of training, because that type of chase, apprehend, and detain training doesn't work when two or three dudes jump out of an alley and you're trying to get home. Or if, you know, you're one of these, like I say, what I'm interested in is real dogs for good people living in bad places. You know, dogs that'll seriously keep real bad guys out of your house. So that's where this type of training comes from, right? Different from where the sport and the police and all of this that we see, ignoring the weapon hand is insane. Like I say, if you're watching a protection dog channel on YouTube and they're teaching the dog to bite onto a sleeve while it is getting hit with a whip or a stick or having its hands, the agitator putting his hands over the dog's eyes, you are setting your dog up for failure, for you and your dog to be injured. That is what you're doing with that training. There's no doubt about it. This is just physical reality. So the question is then, how do we get our dogs in our training to focus on the weapon hands and the hands? And I was just watching, it was one of Hans's video, who also advocates and also thinks it's insane that people argue about this. Of course, a protection dog would try to disarm the weapon hand, of course. Where me and him would differ is how you get there. He was suggesting that you take a wooden spoon or a plastic knife, and while the dog is latched onto the sleeve, you poke it until it lets go and goes for the other hand. I don't see him ever demonstrating this being done, nor is that anything that I would recommend. And it's far more intricate, complicated, and even dangerous to really get a dog proficient at focusing on the hands. It requires skin work, and this is why so few people do it. You can get bit with skin work. We're dealing with seriously aggressive dogs, and we're teaching them how to fight, not how to bite, but how to fight. So if three people jumped out from an alley or around the ATM machine, you actually have a dog that, knows what to do. So that is achieved through various training. And there's way better than poking a dog in the neck with a wooden spoon while it clings to the sleeve. There's no reason for that because the dog is never taught to cling to a sleeve to begin with. But to, you know, you guys think for yourself about that, you know. I guess people argue about it. I really don't want to argue about it, you know, because it just seems so clear. You know, one of the things that I talk about, and when I met and fell in love with Gypsy Stratton, I knew I had finally arrived at what I was looking for. And in part of my transformation, I was still, it wasn't a pure Kohler method because I was trying to keep control of my dog, you know, not so much having him back tied to a post, but, you know, I was trying to do some sort of handling with my dog. And Luna was working with Rick. You guys might remember Rick from years ago, worked with my dogs for about 2 or 3 years. But he had a bamboo switch and the sleeve, and Luna was doing spinning, right? So I told Rick to tap her in the fanny with that stick next time she spins and turns around like that. And so he did. And then the next time he came around the corner, she bit the stick. And I thought to myself, man, that makes so much sense. It just makes, the dog is smarter than me, is what I thought at that point, you know. And like I said, you know, once I had gone through all different types of methods and things like that and came upon Gypsy, I knew that I had found the diamonds within a dunghill. And so there's a way, you know, we're trying to create headhunters, you know, biting up in the face, man. And there's all kinds of ways to do this, but, it's just odd to me that people argue about this, but, you have to decide for yourself how you want to train your dog or have your dog trained. You know, if it's going to be really hard, if you're looking for someone to train your dog like this, boy, it's almost impossible. There's so few people that, even have any knowledge of the process to do this kind of stuff, but it's out there, and you know, you got to ask yourself, does that make any sense? You know, would you, if someone came at you with a knife, would you grab their other wrist? I mean, come on, man, makes no sense whatsoever. And again, there's confusion in the marketplace. People are so set on the chase, apprehend, and detain, that they can't see the forest for the trees, I guess, because it's really obvious. And once you see it, you're like, oh my God, you know. So that's my two thoughts on that. And that's, I train my dogs to stick and move and to watch out for them hands, man, because that's where that bad stuff comes from.